You know, a lot of people go on vacation, they sightsee, not me. I was just cooking my tuchus and caracas. I was just lying there on the beach. Oh, I started out with a little action, of course. I used my old aeroplane scam. I never fail to find romance on an aeroplane. I always take one of them wide-bodied L-1011s. I'll hold out to find a plane that's got 300-400 people on that thing. Because I know statistically, out of 300-400 people, there's got to be 5-6 women traveling alone. And of that 5 or 6, probably 2 or 3, you would enjoy. And probably all of the 6 you could handle, depending on your level of inebriation. So what I do is I stand there as people are checking in for the flight. I'll get there an hour and a half early, light a camel, and just stand there off to one side. The second a beautiful woman comes alone, I drop in line behind her. I listen as the clerk says, smoking, non-smoking. Whatever she says, I jump in behind her and I'll say, you see that lady you just assigned a seat to? Give me the seat next to her, would you? And the clerk usually smiles and says, yeah, buddy, you got it. You know, they're real accommodating at the airline. The next thing you know, we're flying up there, and I make believe I don't know where my seat is. You know, she'll already be sitting there, and I'll come lumbering down the aisle looking bold. I'll say, oh, this must be me, 10E. Hi there. And I'll sit right next to her. The scent of my aqua velva will permeate her nostrils. Oh, God, it was incredible. She looked over at me and smiled. I looked over at her and smiled. I started thumbing through the magazine, and I made myself cry. I sat there and I went, oh, God. Oh, God. She looked over me and she said, something wrong? I said, no, no, it's all right. It's all right. She said, what's the matter? I said, my wife just passed away. And I sat here and you look just like her and it's driving me nuts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I throw myself on her bosom, weeping my tears as she consoles me with pats on the back. Well, my grief provides an avenue of conversation. And before you know it, I'm buying doubles or whatever she's drinking. Making up toasts to watch her swill them down. Before the flight is an hour old, she's giving me kisses of consolation. Giggling, she heads down to the head, slips the sign that says occupied and goes inside. 5 minutes later, I tap on the door. Dum, dum, da, dum, dum. The door opens and there, at 33,000 feet, in a wide-bodied L-1011, she and I have a direct flight to Shangri-La. Of course, as we're in there, I hear the intercom say, ladies and gentlemen, make sure your seat backs are in the upright position, your chairs locked for landing as we approach Caracas International Airport. This time we'd like you to thank you for flying Air Blaumann. So that's when I finish up and head back to the seat and jump back. Oh, well, the complications of having to deal with her at the, oh, no, no problem. No problem. I didn't see her the whole week I was there after the incident in the airplane. Now, a lot of people would say, well, sure, that sounds like a lot of fun, but then you get there, and then she's going to be hanging on you, then you can't work them little Latin beauties in the hotel. You can't, oh, hey, I got that down, too, buddy. I got that down, too. I made sure that I slipped out of the seat first, and I got about 3 or 4 people ahead of her as we're getting off the plane. And just before I deplaned, I said to the stewardess, that woman in the red pantsuit, she told me she's carrying a bomb. Creep Christmassy, you're talking Christmas already. No.